Hello, Nashville. This is Business as Usual. My name is Bailey, and I'm the adult librarian from the Donaldson branch.
And I'm Corey. I'm the manager of the Goodlettsville branch.
And we are here with Jill McMillan. And you are the executive director of the Arts and Business Council of Greater Nashville. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, thanks
Welcome
for
to the
coming
show.
On. So we're just going to hop right on in. Jill, can you tell us about yourself?
Sure. So, like you said, I am the executive director of the Arts and Business Council of Greater Nashville. I've been in this role for about 8 years, a little over 8 years now. And I actually moved to Nashville for this role after serving in different arts organizations in different capacities, but basically building my career in arts administration over the last about 20 years.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Very awesome. Very awesome. So tell us about what the Arts and Business Council is and sort of the history of the organization.
Absolutely. So the Arts and Business Council of Greater Nashville, we are an independent 501c3 nonprofit organization that's been connecting Nashville's creative and business communities for about 2 decades. Okay. We're actually coming up on our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
So our mission is to equip arts organizations and creative entrepreneurs with the tools they need to thrive while also helping businesses tap into the power of the arts. So each year, thousands of people benefit from our legal services, entrepreneur training, and educational resources, and that impact ripples across the city, strengthening Nashville's creative economy and making sure that the arts are a vital part of our community's growth.
Very awesome.
Yeah. So with that, what kind of services do you specifically offer, does the council offer?
Yes. So we provide services that help both artists and businesses thrive. For artists and arts organizations, that means access to legal and business services, entrepreneurial training, and education programs that build real-world skills. And for businesses, we offer corporate training that uses the arts to spark innovation and leadership, as well as project management services and consulting that connect companies with artists for community impact. So in short, we're here to provide the resources and opportunities to strengthen Nashville's creative economy, make sure that we remain a vibrant creative hub, and support the people that make all of that possible.
That's awesome. So could you tell us about the workshops and programs that the council offers?
Yes. So we provide a robust suite of annual programs in addition to all of the direct services and events that we do that connect artists and creative entrepreneurs and small businesses and nonprofits. Really, we kind of touch every corner of the community, which is so exciting for us as a staff and keeps us doing the work we do every day. But our annual programming, some of our ongoing programs, like you mentioned, are educational workshops. We offer topics on all sorts of different practical skills like financial management. We do a really great program every year in partnership with The Porch Writers Collective, nonprofit called Paths to Publishing that looks specifically at business skills for writers and authors book publishers. We've done How to Pitch the Media for Creatives in partnerships with Mojo Marketing. And so we really like to look at what are those practical takeaways and how can we help creative entrepreneurs be successful without them having to go to business school or, you know, how can we offer those topics that artists may not have gotten through their MFA program when they're focused so heavily on their craft. So we have our education programs. We have a program called Volunteer Lawyers and Professionals for the Arts, which offers pro bono legal and business assistance to income-qualified arts organizations and individuals. And all of that kind of qualification information and the type of services we offer through that program are available on our website. Like I mentioned, we also offer creative project management to businesses. So we've worked with organizations to help curate corporate art collections, to install murals at different locations, really helping businesses that may not know how to work with artists or want to engage with creatives, but really don't know the best practice of how to do that. We can help consult on projects or actually execute projects for folks. And that's been really fun for us to really provide those opportunities to artists. We also have a fiscal sponsorship program, which supports either unincorporated projects or collectives that don't have 501c3 status come under our umbrella to be eligible for charitable grants and donations. Mm-hmm. And we also provide that administrative structure and marketing support as these organizations grow or want to complete maybe a one-time project. We've also supported a lot of independent films and documentaries through that program as well. We also have our Creative Advantage Corporate Training Suite, which applies arts-based training in the corporate context. And those are really fun to bring artists into non-traditional workplaces that may not necessarily use the arts as a learning tool and really help people tap into their creativity. And then Periscope Artist Entrepreneur Training. So Periscope is our year-long intensive training program that empowers artists to see their creative work through an entrepreneurial lens. It combines training, mentorship, and resource support to give artists the tools and connections they need to build sustainable creative careers. The program culminates in a public kind of Shark Tank style pitch competition where we invite, it's super fun. It's always one of the highlights of our annual programming. We get about 200 to 250 community members out to this event, and we have a panel of kind of local celebrity judges that are providing real-time feedback on these pitches. It's a really fun, supportive, energetic event. We give out some cash prizes at the end of the night to the winners to help them seed their creative businesses. And it's always really fun to see what's new and next in Nashville's creative community at this event, which happens every fall. And at that same time, we will open up applications for the next class of Periscope. So all of that information, the pitch usually happens in September, and then we open up applications for the next cohort of Periscope Artist Entrepreneur Training through the fall into early January, and we'll start the cohort again at the top of the year. So it is a cohort-based program, application-based program, limited to 25 artists annually.
Okay.
So it's pretty competitive, but it's a really, really great program to be a part of. And we've had nearly 270 people graduate from that program over the last 12 years. So it's a good one.
Is that like application-based? Like they put an application and you pick from
Yes.
Pool?
So we have a standard application online that everybody fills out and submits their portfolio. It is open, I will clarify, to artists of all disciplines.
Okay.
So whether you are working in a nonprofit model, whether you're working in a traditional fine arts model, social enterprises, or, you know, new media that we're not even necessarily aware of yet, open to all creative entrepreneurs. And we have review committees that will split up the application pool and take a look at all of the different metrics and the different media types. So we have a pretty fair and equitable review process when it comes to looking at all of the different applications to make sure we have a fairly broad and balanced cohort going into that program so everyone can learn from each other as well.
How much of a time commitment for the members of the cohort? How often do they meet and all that?
Yes, great question. So with the Periscope program, once that kicks off, it is 9 weeks of training once a week on Thursdays. So essentially you're committing one business day a week for 9 weeks to go through what we like to call a mini business school for artists. So you're learning about your unique value proposition. You're learning about your target market. You're learning about how to price your work. And generally, we find that artists are pricing their work way below what they should be pricing it and what the market can tolerate. So that's a real light bulb moment for a lot of the folks that go through the program of their value and the time and sweat equity that they're putting into their work. And so after those 9 weeks of curriculum, we match each artist up one-on-one with a business mentor. So then you're paired with that business mentor for 6 months after the conclusion of the curriculum, where you kind of work with that mentor on the individual issues or skill gaps that you've identified through the curriculum, and you're preparing for the pitch at the same time. Pitch is optional. Most folks choose to do it.
Sure.
But if you choose not to, you can work with your mentor on other stuff. And then there's a couple preliminary rounds through the summer where we narrow down from a cohort of 25. If all 25 elect to pitch, we narrow it down to kind of the final eight that will be on stage at the big public pitch event in September. So that's why we say it's a year-long program. It goes from about March to September, but our staff is working on it calendar year. You know, from opening up applications and then closing pitch and doing all the awards and things like that. It is a nonstop program for our team, which we love.
And is it all in person? Is there any online? Is it?
We did pivot to online during the pandemic.
Sure.
So one of the great benefits of the Periscope program is that built into the curriculum is small group facilitation with alumni of the program. So typically our small group leaders are folks that have gone through the program and are able to work with their small group of about five to do some of that cross-disciplinary mm-hmm. learning with members of the cohort. So we really love that the program is in person, because you get that learning and relationship building. And we have groups, small groups, and groups that have come out of the cohort that still keep in touch years later. So we find that that relationship building is really a core part of sure. the curriculum. And it didn't happen as much when we went online.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We did do a version of Periscope called Periscope Rural Artist Development that was specifically focused on the economically distressed counties as identified by the state. So yeah. we partnered with the Tennessee Arts Commission on that over the last several years. We're putting that on pause for the moment while we kind of focus our resources elsewhere. And then we also have licensed the program in Chattanooga. So there is a Periscope Chattanooga cohort that is run by Arts Build. So if you know folks in the Chattanooga area that need similar assistance, Arts Build has a version of this program that we consult with and have helped them set up and help manage every year.
That's awesome.
Great. So what are different ways that a person can get involved with the Arts and Business Council? Do you mm-hmm. is there like a membership? Can you volunteer?
Yes.
How do you get in?
All of those things. So membership, probably, first of all, is the best way for folks to get involved. For both individuals and nonprofits and businesses to get plugged into our work and support Nashville's creative community. Any resources we have, we put right back out into the community to support. So even folks that are just advocates for a creative economy here in Nashville, we want you to become members and get involved in what we do. Members also receive access to our legal and professional services, like I mentioned, through that Volunteer Lawyers and Professionals for the Arts program. Discounts on our workshops. A lot of them we offer for free. Some of them do have a ticket cost. So those that are ticketed, members get discounts on that. Reduced application fees for many of our programs that have application fees, like fiscal sponsorship. And then also priority access to some of our ticketed events, like our spring fundraiser, Arts Immersion. The Periscope Pitch is a free event, but we usually reach capacity.
Sure.
So members get first shot at registration. So we offer that up to members first. And then at higher levels of membership, members also get perks like complimentary postings on our Opportunities Hub, which is our online job board for full-time, part-time, volunteer opportunities, calls for art, temporary positions, all things kind of in the creative community that folks can get plugged in with. And then other early access to some of our other higher-level events like our salon series and things like that. So that's membership. But then we also could not function without the volunteers sure. that support our organization. And we work with volunteers of all backgrounds and skill sets, most notably our volunteer lawyers and professionals for the arts program. We're always looking for attorneys, accountants, and other kind of professional services folks that are willing to donate their time and do that pro bono work through our VLPA program, whether that's picking up cases off of our case list or volunteering at a legal clinic that we do quarterly, where you just sit down in person with folks for about 30 minutes to chat through some of the questions that they have. Other folks that we love to work with, any business folks that feel comfortable teaching workshops or mentoring our mm-hmm. Periscope artists yeah. or lending their expertise on any of the short-term projects that we have. If you have a skill that you think would be valuable to artists or to the business community, we would love to find a way to work with you. So it's a really powerful way to use your skills to connect with the creative community. And we find that a lot of times our volunteers are learning just as much from the folks that they're mentoring or that they're teaching a workshop for. They will also get something out of it as well of like, oh, I had never really thought about my business in that way. Or, oh, this artist gave me a really interesting thing to think about with my brand. And so we find that it is a very mutually beneficial volunteer yeah. relationship when people get involved and they keep coming back, which is what we really love. So we have a great roster of volunteers and we could always use more.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
Sure.
That's a loaded question.
It's a very broad question. And it was funny when we were, you know, I was thinking about this question. So many kind of maxims or idioms came to mind. But the first one that really got me and has stuck with me is just do the thing. If you are called to do something, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you just need to take one step at a time to build the foundation for what you're doing. And you don't have to have it all figured out at first. And because I think where a lot of entrepreneurs get tripped up is that they may have the idea, they may know that there's a need for it, but they haven't figured out A to Z yet. And they think they need to have all 26 steps figured out before they can start. But really, you know, using the alphabet metaphor, A to Z is a roadmap. If you can start at A and start plugging away on the things that you're comfortable with and that you have the expertise to do, the second piece of advice is ask for help. Don't try to do it all on your own. Know what your unique value or your special sauce is that you bring to your entrepreneurial business or your, you know, whatever you're setting out to do. Know what you bring to the table and know what those critical gaps are where you need to ask for help so you're not trying to take on too much and burning out. But don't let the fear of not knowing or the fear of failure stop you from just getting started.
Mm-hmm. Great. Very good.
Yeah. And what's the best way someone can get in touch with you or the Arts and Business Council?
Yes. So all of the programs that I mentioned and the opportunities and information about membership can be found on our website, which is abcnashville.org.
Easy enough.
Yeah. Arts and Business Council of Greater Nashville, abcnashville.org. And if you want to reach out to our team, the best email address is info@abcnashville.org. Yep. So info@abcnashville.org. And our fantastic team member that oversees that email box will get you connected with the right person on our team, whether it's programs or volunteer opportunities or membership. Or, you know, we're always looking for corporate partners to get involved and support our work as well. And you can also stay connected with us through our e-newsletter. It goes out every Thursday that has all of our upcoming programs, resources, blog articles, kind of list of our job opportunities on our opportunities hub, all of the relevant information that goes out, like I said, every Thursday. You can sign up for that on the homepage of our website, or you can reach out to info@abcnashville.org and we'll get you set up. And we are on all of the social media. If that is your preferred way to digest information, we are at @ABC_
Okay.
Nashville.
Gotcha.
For those that have been in Nashville for a long time, there used to be a show on the ABC network called Nashville.
Right.
Yes.
That was pretty popular for a time. So we had to do some finagling with our social media handles back in the mid-2000s. So that is why we are
cool.
ABC_Nashville.
You know, I was thinking maybe some education group out there. ABCs, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, it was the television network.
Okay.
So there was some, we would, this is not a relevant story and we can certainly cut this for time. but there was a great moment of time, and this was pre-me, but we would get emails from angry viewers about plot lines in that television show.
Awesome.
And they were mad at something a character had done, or, you know, and we would have to field those emails and say, thank you so much for your concern, but you're not actually reaching the television station. We are a local nonprofit. So, yeah. That was
cool.
Some fun brand
Did you
confusion.
Share the frustration with them? Be like, I cannot believe that either.
I know. Like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe they made that decision. Oh, what is she doing? Yeah. But no. So that is why our socials are a little silly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yes. Yeah. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill. Again, this is Business as Usual. I am Bailey with...
I'm Corey.
And we are with Jill with the... Arts and Business Council of Greater Nashville. Thanks again, Jill, and this has been Business as Usual. Thank you.
Bye.